Welcome to Commerce Media Minute. I'm Sean Ayala. Today, we're covering Walmart's latest move in streaming TV, an advertising metric I realized I needed to understand a little better, and a Disney-TikTok partnership that had me wondering where social media ends and streaming begins. Three very different stories this week. Let's get started. First up, Walmart. Walmart officially completed its acquisition of Vibe.co this week. If you're not familiar with Vibe, I wasn't very familiar with them either, so I did some digging. Vibe is a self-service connected TV advertising platform. Basically, it was built to make buying streaming TV advertising easier for businesses that might not traditionally have access to it. Walmart says more than 10,000 advertisers already use the platform. And now Walmart plans to combine that technology with Walmart Connect. That caught my attention, because when I first started learning about retail media, I thought about things like sponsored search results on a retailer's website. Then you start learning about offsite media, then social, then connected TV, then in-store, and suddenly the definition gets much bigger. Walmart says the combination will help advertisers plan, buy, and measure streaming TV advertising while connecting those investments to a broader shopping journey. And that's the part I'm watching. Walmart has first-party shopping insights. Vibe has technology that makes streaming TV advertising easier to buy. Put those two things together, and you can start to see why this acquisition is interesting. But it also left me with a question. At what point does a retail media network become something bigger than a retail media network? I don't know the answer, but I keep seeing examples that make me ask it, and I have a feeling we're going to keep coming back to that question on this show. Okay, my second rabbit hole this week started with five letters. IROAS. IROAS. Incremental Return on Ad Investment. Albertsons Media Collective recently worked with eMarketer to make some of its research around IROAS and measurement easier to understand. I've been learning about IROAS from a Best Buy ads perspective, so I'm kind of familiar with this. And the question underneath IROAS was actually pretty simple from the article. Let's say someone sees an ad for their favorite coffee. Then they buy that coffee. Traditional ROAS might give the advertising credit for that sale. But what if that person buys the exact same coffee every week? Would they have purchased it anyways? That's what incrementality is trying to figure out. Not just did someone buy something after seeing my ad, but did my advertising actually cause something additional to happen? That distinction really clicked for me. But then I went deeper into the research, and this is where it got even more interesting. Albertsons Media Collective worked with Ovative and Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management to examine different approaches to measuring IROAS. According to the research, the methodology behind the calculation can dramatically change the results. In their analysis of 42 campaigns, Albertsons said different methodologies could shift reported IROAS by as much as 6 times. And in some cases, a campaign could actually move from looking positive to looking negative depending on the methodology. Now that got my attention, because here I was thinking, okay, IROAS gives us a better answer. And apparently, the next question is, how exactly did you calculate the answer? That's where I'm still learning. But I think there's a useful lesson here, even if you're not a measurement expert. Maybe it's not enough to ask what's the ROAS or even what's the IROAS. Maybe we also need to ask, how did you get that number? What methodology did you use? What was the control? What assumptions were made? Because two reports could have the same metrics printed at the top and potentially be measuring something very differently. I'm going to keep reading about this one because I have a feeling incrementality is going to keep showing up in commerce media conversations. And if you're learning this along with me, congratulations. We both know one more acronym now, IROAS. All right, the last story is a little different. It's not technically a retail media story, but it did stick with me. Disney and TikTok announced a new global content sharing agreement. The plan is to pivot it in the United States first, with other markets expected to follow. Participating TikTok creators will be able to opt in and have selected Disney-related short-form videos appear not only on TikTok, but also inside Disney Plus through Disney's short-form vertical experience. And we're talking about content built around Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, FX, and other Disney properties. I read this announcement a couple times because the direction of travel is what fascinated me. We're used to premium entertainment moving out into social media. A movie comes out, people clip it, talk about it, create around it, memes happen, TikToks happen, creators become part of the conversation, but this flips some of that around. Creator content from TikTok is now moving back into Disney Plus. And that made me wonder, where does social media end and streaming begin? I don't think this suddenly makes Disney Plus TikTok, and Disney hasn't announced this as some new commerce media product, so I don't want to make the story into something it isn't, but I do think it's worth watching, because marketers spend a lot of time separating media into neat little buckets: social, streaming, creators, premium content, commerce. But consumers probably don't think about any of it that way. They just watch something they like. They share it. They search for it. They follow something. Maybe eventually they buy something. And the lines between those experiences seem to keep getting blurrier. So that's what I'll be watching here. Not necessarily what Disney and TikTok announce next. I'm more curious about what happens when creator content becomes a normal part of premium streaming experiences. And eventually, what opportunities that might create for marketers. Walmart made me look a little deeper at how far commerce media is expanding beyond retailer-owned properties. Albertson sent me down an iROAS rabbit hole and reminded me that sometimes understanding how a metric was calculated may be just as important as the metric itself. And Disney and TikTok made me question some of the neat little boxes we use to define media. If there's one thing to remember this week, it's this. The lines between retail media, streaming, social, and commerce aren't always as clean as they look. And neither is the measurement behind them. That's what I'm learning this week, and I'm sure I'll have even more questions next week. Thanks for listening to Commerce Media Minute. If you're enjoying the show, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can find more of what I'm learning about commerce media at SeanAyala.com. Until next time, I'm Sean Ayala.